If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Well, that was rather interesting. My beginning show was just a bunch of static. I love it. How about that? Last week, I was going to end my show with this article that I found from the MinutemanNews.com, and I ran out of time, so I pushed it to today. And I guess it's good that maybe my starting song didn't work. That was just interesting. Last week, this is the article from last week. It came from Minuteman News. Is a disturbing story from Oregon, which is one of those liberal places where liberality has a tendency to line up and take pot shots at everyone. The article was titled, "Veteran Has His AR-15 Confiscated by Police for Fending Off a Burglar." It happened May 30th from Medford, Oregon. So this story is so outrageous that it's almost beyond belief. How can police confiscate the weapon of a crime victim who did nothing wrong? And, that's a question that I think all of us are going to have to ask at one point or another. But it says an Oregon man had his rifle confiscated and is facing criminal charges after he attempted to stop a wanted felon from breaking into his home by firing a warning shot. Now, you got that now, didn't you? Authorities say 40-year-old Jonathan Kinsella, a wanted felon, now this guy is wanted now, was attempting to flee the scene when he was arrested on outstanding warrants, including for burglary and assault. Military veteran Corey Thompson, 36, told KDRV television that the wanted felon was trying to break into his home via the back door, defending his property. Thompson said he warned the criminal that he was armed and he was giving him his one and only warning shot. This is the end result. You break into someone's house, there's consequences, Thompson said. Wielding his AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, the veteran made good on his threat and fired one warning shot. The bullet did not strike the suspect or, for that matter, anyone else. However, the police later determined he wasn't justified in firing his weapon. Medford Police Lieutenant Mike Brudeau said, quote, "There was nothing that the suspect was doing that was aggressive enough to justify the shooting." Okay, so in other words, folks, if someone is breaking into your house and you're living in Oregon, you had better try to stop them with a feather or you might get arrested. Having your house broken into isn't reason enough to defend yourself, according to the police. I have asked this before on this show and on others too, but it warrants being asked again. You scared yet? Socialism is coming, folks, and the right of the government to take your rights away from being free to educate your own children, as my wife did at one time, to defending your family. Those rights are disappearing fast. No wonder the people are so up in arms about the president's wanton disregard for our Constitution. We are losing our country faster now than ever before. Now is the time to act, folks. In the next election, everyone who doesn't follow the Constitution needs to be ousted from office, lock, stock, and barrel. And welcome to Lady Michelle, hello, and guest 1579. And he just left. Cool. We are at the end of the tunnel, and the daylight of socialism is staring us right in the eyeballs. Are we going to take this anymore? I know that I won't, neither will any of my family. My children are my children, not the government's. The government doesn't raise them. The government doesn't teach them the difference between right and wrong, and with their track record on that subject, I doubt if they would be able to, even if they tried. In other words, the government doesn't raise them, so Barack Obama Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, John McCain, John Kerry, and the rest of you liberals in Washington, and yes, I added John McCain in there because he's nobody's conservative, need to stop telling me how to do that. I am the parent of these children, a right given to me by God, and there is nothing you can do about getting rid of that right. I will fight you to the death on that one. Good afternoon and welcome to the new Wise Conservatism Radio Show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio through the Conservative Nation Radio Network at conservativenationradio.org. The number to call in and talk on the show is 718-305-7176. Call in and join the discussion. Hello, Barbara. Good to see you here.
لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون.
Okay, that is enough of that. I was going to talk more about what happened in Medford, Oregon, but I listened to the Soldiers of Patriotism on Sunday, a show that we all need to go and listen to. They talked for a while about the Navy SEALs that were killed in the Chinook helicopter, which, by the way, wasn't the helicopters that were usually used by the Special Forces. That being said, I found a video of the ceremony, the ramp ceremony that was done when the men that were killed were brought back, and the ramp ceremony that was held in Kabul, where you couldn't mention by name our Savior, Jesus Christ, but during the ceremony for the American soldiers that were killed, which were actually patriots and heroes, a regular prayer was said over the casket. And of course, like I said, without mentioning Jesus. And then they did something that just appalled me. What you just heard in that clip that I just shut off because I just couldn't bear to hear it anymore was a Muslim cleric who got up and damned these fallen heroes with their prayer in Islam, which I played that short bit clip of just before I started speaking. Now, I know you don't understand what the Muslim cleric said there, so I will transcribe what that prayer said. And this was horrible, that this was said over the caskets of our fallen heroes. I hope that this shows you just what our government is doing to our nation and what their plans for this country are. The prayer was said, which you heard in the clip a few moments ago, after the prayer that was in English, where Jesus Christ could not be mentioned, like I said, here is what the Muslim cleric said. I shelter in Allah from the devil who has been cast with stones. In the name of Allah, the merciful forgiver. The companions of fire, who are the sinners and infidels.
Here, you're live. We just want you to say a little pre-press conference statement. What's going on? You got to talk into this. Come on over here. How are
talking
you?
Talking to what?
To that right there.
Talk into your
breast. How are you, Jenna?
Talk into your breast.
So give me my chest. Now, listen, Tom, I think that this is a very important
first step in getting some answers to some very difficult questions. One of which is, why didn't, on the day that this crash occurred, why didn't we suppress the known enemy positions there? Why didn't we take them out and protect that helicopter? One of my big concerns is the rules of engagement that have created quite a restrictive environment for our special operations people that literally don't allow them to win, that don't allow them to protect themselves adequately, because of the way these rules of engagement have been crafted, so that you almost have to wait for a guy to shoot at you before you can return fire. And the third thing that I'm very concerned about is the fact that we had an imam praying over the bodies of American soldiers. Now, that is an indicator that we don't know who the enemy is. We don't know the enemy's doctrine or his theology or what motivates.
Okay. Am I back in here? Hopefully it's working now. I tried to play the audio clip that I had done of General Boykin at the press club. That one didn't work. I'm not exactly sure why. But the video, let me see if I can get this in here, is http://www.youtube.com/watch?V and then equals, this is fun, RQ TJRJ 40 CIIO. Okay, that should do it. Well, it came up partially. I'm not exactly sure how to do the links in there. But I'm sorry about my language on this, but this is freaking bullshit. I can almost hear my father turning over in his grave and everyone else who fought and died for this country. This is a travesty, and our president and vice president are right in the middle of this. Charges need to be brought against all of them. Biden for naming the SEALs, which before that were classified. This is ridiculous. I have to stop and do some things here. Conservatives respect pioneers like Brenda Ward. Respect pioneers, and Brenda Ward has been with conservativenationradio.org since the very beginning. Michelle Malkin, Laura Ingram, Ann Coulter, and Monica Crowley have nothing on the Women Patriots. With Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing, Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central is the place to hear from real women who are real conservatives. So let your voice be heard. And that really was not the one that I had here, and I've got them all here somewhere. But it's at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. With Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing on conservativenationradio.org, real conservatism for real conservatives. This whole thing with Benghazi and Extortion 17, which resulted in the fiasco mentioned a few minutes ago, and I'm sorry about all of the crap that happened there. Not exactly sure why. My phone was working fine, and my microphone was not muted. My first audio clip didn't work, which kind of doesn't really show me very much, give me very much confidence in the rest of it here. I'm hoping that the rest of it works. But this, the IRS and the lies and the misrepresentations told by the administration and the government to the American people and then denied when caught, the problems that the left and Obama are finding here is that everything they do is recorded. And, that's where we are allowing them to get away with murder here. There is a paper trail, so to speak, for everything they are doing. So denying is something that they can do to no avail if they want. We know what is going on and what has happened. So, that's just something that we need to kind of set straight here.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, I'm glad this is sounding better now. I hope my microphone is still working now, because I know it's supposed to be. It's showing that it's on, and as we continue now, I want to go to a little bit different area of what has been going on here. We've got going to the IRS now, and something that one of the stars of the conservative Republicans now, Ted Cruz, said about it, and hopefully this one works.
Thank you for joining us. We go way back to the old days, the Texas Solicitor General days, if I'm not mistaken. Senator, you're leading the charge to abolish the IRS. I think that's a fantastic idea. Tell us your plan.
Well, look, we have seen in recent weeks that the IRS has not honored its trust with the American people, that the Obama administration has demonstrated a willingness to use the machinery of government to target their political enemies. And that's wrong. It was wrong when Richard Nixon did it, and it's wrong when Barack Obama did it. And it is a manifestation of too much power in the federal government. When the federal government has that much power in our individual lives, it's an invitation to being abused. And I think we ought to abolish the IRS and instead move to a simple flat tax where the average American can fill out our taxes on a postcard, put down how much you earn, put down a deduction for charitable contributions for home mortgage, and how much you owe. It ought to be just a simple one-page postcard and take the agents, the bureaucracy out of Washington and limit the power of government.
I have a hunch you might get bipartisan support for an idea like that.
Well, it seems to me we should, because it's about empowering the people. And that ought to be a bipartisan value. That ought to be something Republicans and Democrats can both embrace, empowering the citizenry instead of politicians in Washington.
Senator, a lot of us are concerned because the IRS has been entrusted by the Obama administration to administer Obamacare. Do you trust the IRS to handle something so important to every American?
Not remotely. Look, the IRS is given key responsibility for administering Obamacare. It has over 47 taxes and penalties that the IRS is supposed to administer concerning our health care, concerning vital aspects of taking care of our health, of our family's health, of our loved one's health. Right now, the IRS is creating the largest database in the country to implement Obamacare. And the intrusion into our personal lives, I think, is unacceptable. And the pattern we've seen is it's not something we can trust will be administered in a fair way. It's not something we can trust won't be used in a partisan way, in a vindictive way, and that's completely unacceptable with our health care.
Can you expand on that a little bit? I mean, if there was partisan targeting by the IRS in our financial matters, is it possible they might do that in our medical matters too?
Well, we have seen a consistent pattern in this administration, and the pattern is a willingness to use the machinery of government to target those they perceive as their political enemies, and that was true with the IRS. It's true with the Department of Justice that has been targeting reporters, targeting Fox News, going after reporters that would dare be critical of this administration. And I think it is, you know, frankly, the hubris of power that the ends justify the means. And this administration has been willing to disregard the Constitution, disregard the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth and Fifth Amendments with drone policy, to set aside the constraints of the law for partisan ends. And that, the result of it has been that people's trust in the integrity of government has been undermined. And it hadn't been helped by the fact that the administration has been willing to mislead the American people. It hasn't been candid. I think the president needs to tell the truth.
The more I hear from Ted Cruz, the more I like the man. He isn't afraid of anything that could come from Obama and the left. He isn't afraid of anything that could come from the GOP elders who are falling in line with the left, elders like John McCain and Lindsey Graham, people who we have to get rid of. This isn't something that the right says because we want that, but it is because this country needs it to survive. Well, actually, we do want this. But we need to vote everybody in, and this is something that we all have to realize soon. We need to vote everyone out of office that isn't following the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, 200 years old or not. They are the things that have given this country the one thing that no other country has, and that is the ability to fix itself if things go wrong like they have now. But it takes the people voting the right way to do that. And thankfully, we have people in office now who are realizing this. And remember, last week, I played an audio clip of Mike Kelly at the IRS hearing, and he was on fire in that too. And I've actually got that one here too. But we need more people like this to push the agenda that needs to be pushed to save this nation. And hello, Radio Free America. Hello, Duke. Good to see you here. I've still got about 3 minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and play this one.
Now, I got to tell you, where you're sitting.
This is Mike Kelly.
But you're not. The American people should be outraged, and they are. And this committee, this has nothing to do with political parties. This has to do with highly targeted groups. This reconfirms everything that the American public believes. This is a huge blow to the faith and trust the American people have in their government. Is there any limit to the scope of where you folks can go? Is there anything at all? Is there any way that we could ask you? Is there any question that you shouldn't have asked? My goodness, how much money do you have in your wallet? Who do you get emails from? Whose sign do you put up in your front yard? This is a tax question. And you don't think that's intimidating? It's sure as hell intimidating. And I don't know that I got any answers from you today. And I don't know that what Mr. George has done is great work, but you know what? There's a heck of a lot more that has to come out in this. And anybody to sit here today and listen to what you have to say, I am more concerned today than I was before. And the fact that you all can do just about anything you want to anybody, you know, you can put anybody out of business that you want anytime you want. And I got to tell you, you talked about you're a horribly run organization. You're on the other side of the fence. You're not given that excuse. And when the IRS comes in, you're not allowed to be shoddy. You're not allowed to be run horribly. You're not allowed to make mistakes. You're not allowed to do one damn thing that doesn't come in compliance. If you do, you're held responsible right then. I just think the American people have seen what's going on right now in their government. This is absolutely an overreach, and this is an outrage for all America. I yield back.
All right.
Yeah. I played that one last week, and it fits right in with what I was talking about here. We have our government doing so many things right now that you, even somebody who watches this all the time, couldn't catch everything. And it's just insane, the things that are going on. And there's nothing that can I don't know. This flummoxes me to the max. Okay, conservativenationradio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner.
You and your family are connected by routine and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Moment that I had there where I played that audio clip of Mike Kelly at the IRS meeting last week. This was one of those moments that took the nation by storm, and the video of it went viral. And if we didn't feel this way, folks, it never would have done that. From the latest issue of the New Republic, a liberal rag, it said on April 17th, the bill to expand background checks on gun buyers failed in the Senate. And the fatalistic shrugs in Washington were so numerous they were nearly audible. The legislation had been a modest bipartisan compromise supported by 90% of the public and lobbied for hard by the president. Now, before I go any farther on this, I have a really cool question. Where are these so-called 90% of the people that are for what Obama wants? I certainly don't know of them. I don't know where they are, but and none of the polls that I see has anything like that in them. As a matter of fact, at any time in our history, have we ever had 90% of the people wanting the same thing at any time or any time? People there are just have been nothing, and there's nothing modest about it. If it actually was supported by 90% of the people, that would be freaking amazing. But instead, it is probably really supported by maybe 35 to 40 at the most. But I always catch these darned articles, and I subscribe to the New Republic, and the main reason for that is because I got to get the opposite side of view somewhere and see what the other side says. And it always just kind of chokes me up and makes me wonder just, you know, what drugs they're on or what the heck they're thinking or where or if they've lost their brain somewhere. I just don't know. But, you know, and I don't know about you, but that right there threw up a red flag at me saying that this whole article was bogus. And of course, as the liberals do, they throw out a number like that 90%, and there was no proof of it whatsoever as to where they got that number. And there's something that I'm going to end the show today with that actually is a poll, a thing that was done by a friend of mine in California, and did it on his blog, and it's a comparison of Houston and Chicago and the different things that are going on in those two cities. And you look at this, at what I will tell you when I go to that, and you'll see just exactly why gun control doesn't work and why gun confiscation will never work. But I choked myself through that whole article looking for just a little, that proof of that stat, and there was nothing, not a zip, as Rush says. There was nothing there to prove their statistics, so like most things the liberal left has been saying lately, without something of some proof of where they got this, I don't believe it. Does the left really expect us to believe that 90% of us believe as Obama does on this, and that when we all know that at least 75% of the people do not agree with him? That would make a total of 165%, and the numbers just do not add up, even to the point that it is impossible for 90% of the people to agree on anything. So I keep asking this question, are you scared yet? But the article didn't end there. If you want to realize, and you have to realize that this is from a liberal rag, and yes, I do subscribe to it, this is coming from the side who believes that all of us on the right are terrorists and infidels and un-American because we believe in smaller government and lower taxes. And we don't believe in socialism. No matter what the ideology of the left is, the way to counter it is always use the same things as they do. And one of the things that they have always used to get their idea across, and this has always worked, is to use the children. And we have tried to fight them in every other way, but we never or very seldom ever use the children, and we have to. They are the future of this nation, and they deserve to be taught in such a way that when they grow up, they will love this country and what it gives them and the freedoms that they get because of being Americans, to be free to do what they want as a citizen of this country. That is something that nobody in our schools are teaching them anymore. I have a daughter right now who's 12 going on 13. Or maybe 11 going on 12. That time goes by so fast that I just. But she's going into essentially junior high next year. And I was talking to my wife about, Joe Biden and some of the things he's saying. She comes up and says, "Who's Joe Biden?" And all I could do is look at her and say, "What the heck are they teaching you in school?" And Lady Michelle, brings up another one. Mike Bloomberg and his anti-gun group are targeting her one decent senator, and she's not up for re-election until 2016. The other is up next year, and we'll have to work to get her thrown out. But the things that the left is doing to us is just driving a stake right through the middle of this nation, and we have to start realizing that the things that we are fighting for are not necessarily for us, because, like with me, my work life is almost over. I'm 60. In 15 years, at the most, I'll be retired. I'll be retired, and trying to live the life that a retired person lives. But, by that time, my kids will be working and contributing to this country. And at the rate it's going, this country isn't going to exist when they get to that age. It scares the hell out of me. It really does. And I just got a thing saying reconnecting to server. Okay, cool beans. But we also have others who are watching what is going on. And my friends, these people are part of the media, and I love it. I have two clips here from Judge Jeanine Pirro, and I call them Judge Pirro on fire because she was. One of the things that there they are. I had to smile at these, and my first thought was, can you imagine Obama seeing this? This is Judge Jeanine Pirro.
It is the citadel of justice in America. It commands respect not because of its enormous power, but because of its reverence for the law, because its integrity is supposed to be unimpeachable beyond the political winds of Washington, and because of its fairness in all matters of truth and justice. It is the United States Department of Justice, and he is the head, the top law enforcement officer in the country. And this week, fury as more facts come out regarding the Attorney General's personal role in what many regard as an unprecedented intrusion on the freedom of the press. Criticisms from both sides of the aisle, calls for his resignation, his impeachment, his firing. Hello and welcome to Justice. I'm Judge Jeanine Pirro. Thanks for being with us tonight. So should Eric Holder resign? It's probably not going to happen. Should he be fired? The president says it's not going to happen.
On May 16th, the president was asked whether he has confidence in the Attorney General, and he answered in the affirmative. Is that still the case? Does he still
absolutely
have confidence in this Attorney General?
He absolutely does, yes.
Now, we already know the Obama administration promotes and rewards those in lockstep with them, like Susan Rice and her video vignette, Victoria Nuland and those pesky Benghazi talking points, and Lois Lerner, that IRS queen, who admittedly doesn't much know about math, but another truth twister who's taking a summer vacation, folks, on our dime because the White House won't go through the trouble of firing her. Actually, only the little people get fired or demoted, like Greg Hicks, the man who desperately called for military backup in Benghazi. So what should happen to Holder? I have an idea. Eric Holder should be indicted. The facts. It all started when the Department of Justice targeted a Fox News reporter for simply reporting the news. Holder approved spying on him, likening his reporter actions to criminal activity and referring to him as an aider and abettor, a co-conspirator, for reporting what an Obama staffer told him. Now, a little primer here. There is a long-standing principle of American jurisprudence, a fundamental linchpin of our Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, the freedom of the press. The law is clear. If you want information as a prosecutor, like a reporter's phone records and emails, you give them notice, and the two of you go to court and you duke it out.
Okay. One of the things that I have to do now is pause for a second before I do that second clip. Our friendly local Republican spokesman, Duke Brooks, calls himself a paleocon, and rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy and Whitaker Chambers, so what would you expect? Get your weekly dosage of old school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, I finally got that one right, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And I downloaded that last show that they had the other day, and still haven't been able to listen to it, but from the numbers that they got, that's had to have been a really good show.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Okay, now I was playing that other clip from Judge Jeanine Pirro, and it's like can you imagine Obama seeing that? Heads would roll, and we have to remember, folks, disagree with Obama and the left, and you are an enemy of the state. So don't you just love it when someone comes out and says just what needs to be said? I know I do. Here is more of what she said, starting with Eric Holder being wrong, but not admitting it.
But not Eric Holder. When asked about this at a congressional hearing, he denied doing any such thing.
With regard to the potential prosecution of the press for the disclosure of material, that is not something that I've ever been involved in, heard of, or would think would be a wise policy.
We now know that was not the truth. And in panic mode, Holder and his boss decide it's time to meet with the press, the very people whose rights they've trampled on. Now, Eric, they say you feel sorrowful, and so you invite the press to a tea party, most of whom declined your invitation. And at this party, you want to talk to them off the record. Just in case you say something you don't want quoted and don't want to be accountable for. And so you say, so the press can tell you what guidelines there should be when prosecutors investigate journalists. Don't you run the world's largest law office, 10,000 lawyers? Aren't there 200 years of case law, precedent, and legal treatises on the free press and the First Amendment? Remember Walter Zenger? And by the way, isn't your boss, the president, a constitutional lawyer? What don't you understand about the First Amendment?
and that's where I ended that one. And, you know, it went on for a ways more. But it just really does my heart good to hear somebody who has an audience disagree with what is going on in our government. And, you know, the thing that most people don't seem to realize here is that, you know, we have a government that is constantly in a fixing mode, so to speak. I couldn't think of the word I wanted to use, but They're always saying something, and then I think they're actually paying somebody to follow everything they say so that they can start coming up with reasons why things were said and why they didn't really mean what they said, but it was just something that came out and they shouldn't have said it, but that's not what they meant. Even though we all know it was. But, you know, Jeanine Pirro on this woman was on fire. She says it like it is. Eric Holder should be held accountable, just like Obama should be, but it isn't likely to happen. And why? Because they are part and parcel of the Democrat Party, which in truth is part and parcel of the destruction of this nation and her laws. And this has to stop. But that is not all. This article that I found here, the next one, I found from the Newsmax magazine, another one that I subscribe to, but it was titled the New York Times, Obama Administration Has Lost All Credibility. And this one caught my attention because the New York Times is this publication that has been in bed with Obama ever since the very beginning. I have yet to hear them say anything against Obama. This one seemed to be it. And I started it by saying, oh, really? From the liberal rag of all liberal rags, the one that has been in bed with Obama from the beginning is now saying this. Interesting. And it says, for the second time in as many months, New York Times on Thursday blasted the Obama administration for its surveillance practices, this time saying that the White House has now lost all credibility. And that was in quotes, now lost all credibility, after reports that it has been collecting the telephone records of millions of Verizon customers. Quote, Mr. Obama is proving the truism that the executive will use any power it is given and very likely abuse it, the Times said in a scathing editorial. That one reason we have long argued that the Patriot Act was reckless in its assignment of unnecessary and overbroad surveillance powers, unquote. Just a few hours later, however, the Times inexplicably changed the wording of the editorial to say the administration has now lost all credibility on this issue. So they're still working the same way as they always have. Just they got caught being truthful for a little while. And their second version was a much softer and different tone. No reason was given for the change, of course. They never give a reason. Last month, the Times ripped the Justice Department for labeling Fox News reporter James Rosen as a possible co-conspirator in a criminal investigation of a news leak about North Korea's nuclear missile program. I don't know. The administration has, quote, moved beyond protecting government secrets to threatening fundamental freedoms of the press to gather news, unquote, the newspaper's editorial said last month. This latest rebuke from the Times editorial board, which has long been friendly towards President Obama and his administration, stems from news reports that the National Security Agency has been collecting telephone records of millions of U.S. customers of Verizon under a top-secret court order issued in April. According to The Guardian in London, the blanket order requires Verizon, the nation's number two telecommunications company, to hand over information on all calls in its systems, both within the United States and between the U.S. and other countries. Verizon, based in New York, must provide the data on an ongoing daily basis through July 19th. Now, while the order covers calls in Verizon's business services division, it seems very likely that it extends beyond Verizon's business division, the Times said in its editorial. There is every reason to believe the federal government has been collecting every bit of information about every American's phone calls, except the words actually exchanged in those calls. Dismissing one Obama administration official's observation that names of the callers are not collected as lame, the Times quoted the official as saying that the data are collected to discover whether known or suspected terrorists have been in contact with other people who may be engaged in terrorist activities, particularly people located inside the United States. Huh. have to agree with Duke on that one. I have never subscribed to the New York Times. I have actually don't think I've ever picked up a copy of the New York Times. But sadly, I still get clippings from it because I look on the internet and I find out what's being said and I listen to different little clips and things like that. But the things that are going on in this nation are really things that we have to start watching out for because, God, if we don't, people, this nation's in trouble. I mean, this nation's in trouble anyway. But, you know, after hearing some of the things that I heard this week, you know, this week it just makes you sick. Do these people really think that we are that stupid? You know, that we're going to believe everything that the government tells us? And the only thing I can come up with on that is apparently they do, because they always use the same type of lines on us, and they have always believed them or not, you know, said anything at all, and which in the end makes them believe that we do believe them, which is a bunch of crap. This, my friends, is what we need to start doing. And we need to start worrying about what the future of America will be if we do not change the direction of our government and the direction that it's leading us into. And all of this is an ongoing thing. We had last week I had a clip that I tried to play of Congressman Jim McDermott of Democrat of Washington and Paul Ryan, Republican, Wisconsin, clashed at the Tuesday House Ways and Means Committee hearing at the IRS targeting of conservative groups. Republican Representative McDermott said that Tea Party groups wouldn't have been scrutinized if they didn't apply for tax-exempt status and engage in the activities they did. And that's when Paul Ryan went off on him. This is just another example of people in government who think that all they have to do is open their stupid mouths, and we will believe anything they say. Whatever they say that comes out of their mouth just has to be the truth, which is a bunch of bull. And they have no clue about what to do when someone like Paul Ryan comes out and doesn't back down, but instead pushes back. It's kind of funny to see the kind of things, you know, this kind of thing happen. And in this thing that I played of Paul Ryan last week, I actually got to watch the reactions from the Democrat from Washington in that video, and he was not happy. But I've been waiting for my side to learn how to do this for the longest darn time, and all I can say is it's about time. Aren't we having fun now? Half of the things that are going on, I just don't even think that we comprehend what our government in Washington is doing. And this is something that I'm going to have to get into after a little bit, because I'm coming up on a hard break. But 90% of the things that our government is doing, like I said before, is all it is just trying to fix the things that they are breaking. And if nobody notices, nobody says anything. But if it's being noticed, then what happens is they have a storyteller come in and write an explanation to what happened. And this whole thing is just getting ridiculous. And I just do not understand why so many Americans don't understand what's going on. And I think the biggest part of that is because most people just don't even really listen to what is happening. They don't understand what is happening because they don't listen.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to.
Then what you're
going
to do is turn onto Marcy Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past
and
the first three lights
happy about
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
then
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I heard
you later tonight.
Last night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Okay.
Why do they get the idea, if it isn't ethnic, and I'll just leave the possibility that it's not, why do they just assume evil on the part of Obama? I mean, he's raised his whole life has been crystal clear and clean as a whistle and transparent. We know his whole life, through all the great excellent education he's had, the good part working, the pro bono work he's done throughout his life, he's never been a money grubber. He's never done anything wrong in his life, legally, ethically, whatever. His family is picture perfect, the way he's raised those daughters. Everything is clean as a whistle. And yet they just refer to him as evil. They just refer to him as I've got to believe it's ethnic with these people. They just got a problem with this guy being president. Well, is there any other evidence to justify why they keep calling him a bad man? And that's what they do.
Welcome back to hour two of the New Wise Conservatism radio show. I just had to play that one. That's, if you wish to call in and join and on the discussion today, call. The number is 718-305-7176. You know, one of the things that I seem to know about people like Chris Matthews is that he wouldn't know the truth if it slapped him upside the head with a 20-pound hammer. I heard this diatribe of how Obama has had the perfect life and has done nothing in his life that is against the law or has never done anything wrong, has a perfect family and has done a wonderful job raising his daughters. And I couldn't help but think that thrill running down his leg was back. And if anyone believes what he is saying, then we are all in trouble for crying outside here, folks. He is so far into the giggle weeds that he will never find his way out. Yeah, and Lady Michelle says, talk about useful idiots. We know nothing about Obama, but Chris Matthews does. I think what it is, it's that thrill running down his leg. But, you know, this is just one of those 45-second sound bites that just leaves the person so stunned that someone can be so far from knowing what is really going on that it boggles the mind. And when he said he has never done anything wrong, for crying out loud, folks, where has Chris Matthews been burying his head? In what sand dune on what deserted island? This is so disgusting that I just can't speak of that idiot anymore. So next, the New York Times characterized Virginia's lieutenant governor as a beguiling extremist. This one is great. He is an person that is the outspoken GOP lieutenant governor nominee and minister, whose name is E.W. Jackson, and is an African-American and a Republican. This is one of those people that probably drives Chris Matthews under the bus. He hasn't made any friends among the left, African-American and Republican E.W. Jackson, who is the outspoken GOP lieutenant governor nominee and minister of Virginia. The New York Times characterized Virginia's GOP lieutenant governor candidate as beguiling and extremist. Today's Huffington Post, which was the other day, in its front page teaser headlined and photo called Jackson a VA bigot. Now Jackson has stated that he's in fundamental agreement with his running mate, Attorney General, Virginia Attorney General Ken Cusinelli, who is also a Republican, of course. The conservative minister observed that, quote, this ticket is probably more homogenous than almost any ticket in the history of Virginia, so there's no stark disagreement between us, unquote, he said during the interview with Washington, D.C.'s WMAL-FM. Jackson has come under fire for once comparing Planned Parenthood with the Ku Klux Klan, the Huffington Post noted. He also wrote in 2010 that President Barack Obama clearly has Muslim sensibilities and warned for the future of Israel, BuzzFeed reported. Some of his statements have also been defined as anti-gay. Jackson's views, it says, Jackson has refused to apologize for his statements, and he really shouldn't. I don't have anything to rephrase or apologize for, he said shortly after he was nominated, noted the Huffington Post. I would just say people should not paint me as one-dimensional. I have a whole lot of concerns. Jackson's views haven't affected his running mate's plans for the campaign. And it seems whenever the Huffington Post talks or prints, it is considered to be God's truth by the liberals, when in fact I think it is another one of the left that doesn't know what the truth is, even if it came up and hit them over the head. One of the problems that the GOP has had, though, and here I am not talking about the new blood that is coming in there, I'm talking about the old blood, the old guard, the ones that have been there for a while, is the fact that they do not know how to fight. They have been part of the GOP, who was the doormat of the Democrats for so many years. Even when they were in power and the Democrats couldn't do anything about anything, they caved to the Democrats crying because it wasn't fair that they didn't have any say in things. And to you younger people who don't think this ever happened, yes, it did. During the Reagan administration, when the Republicans held the House and the Senate and the White House for the first time in over 40 years, the Democrats cried like smashed cats about how they were feeling left out because they didn't have any say in anything. There were things they wanted, too. And guess what? The Republicans felt sorry for them and gave in to some of their demands. Same during George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush. The Democrats didn't like being out of power and cried like babies because they wouldn't be able to pass their socialist ideals. One of the things the GOP caved on was the border fence on our southern border. The thing that the people do not seem to realize here is the funds were there specifically to build that fence. And the Democrats cried because the money wasn't there for their things. And guess what? You see that big, beautiful fence down there that keeps all the illegals out now? Oh, you don't? Well, how about that? You don't because the GOP caved and the money was spent elsewhere to the Democrats' promise that the fence would be built. The old guard Republicans like John McCain never learn that the Democrats always promise things in the future that they never intend to keep. one of the big reasons that I am always saying that him and others like him have to go, you know, the sooner the better. And the best way to do that is to forget for a moment that in Vietnam he was an American hero who was captured and tortured in the Vietnamese prison camps and came back a different man. We can't blame him for this, but America cannot afford to be under the thumb of this man, and we are. He is a well-entrenched senator, and he uses his power there to not do the right things most of the time. His big thing is to reach across the aisle and make chummy with the other side, give them some of what they want. And my ideas on this one was that John McCain in war was a great American, but in Senate he is not. Now, I know that saying this, I will make some enemies of people who think that John McCain is the ultimate conservative. Heck, he even thinks that himself. But we have to realize the real meaning of conservatism, and when we do, we will also realize that people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Chris Christie and a few others are nobody's conservative. We have to stop splitting hairs on the definition of the word and realize just what a good, strong conservative causes. A good, strong conservative doesn't follow the status quo. He or she follows the law of the land and the Constitution. And a good, strong conservative ruffles feathers and makes the liberal Democrats so mad that they can't see a forest right in front of them. A good, strong conservative stands up and says what is right, even though he or she knows that what they are saying isn't going to make them popular in the Senate because they know the Senate majority is wrong. A good, strong conservative includes the likes of Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Paul Ryan, and most times Marco Rubio. A good, strong conservative is someone like Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann. A good, strong conservative is Mike Pence and people who were brought into politics by the Tea Party, like my congressman who I mentioned often on this show, Todd Rokita. I am talking of people who make people like Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama, Joe Biden and Harry Reid so mad they can't speak. Those are the type of people we need running our government, and then they need to be watched closely so that if they start swinging to the other side, that is the time to get rid of them. Washington only works the way the Democrats say it does because it is allowed to work that way, and it's time to change the way Washington works. With shows like this one and other shows that tell the truth of what is going on in Washington, maybe the time is coming. Maybe the time of high-rolling, free-spending liberals is coming to a close, and we can only hope and pray that it is. The leftist media would like conservatives like us to think that we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness. But don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by a 2-to-1 margin, according to numerous polls, even by liberals themselves. If you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's Traditional American Movement, one word, .com. Or TradAm, as we call our home. TraditionalAmericanMovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up and find out what's happening and be a part of the conservative revolution. All on TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. That's www.TraditionalAmericanMovement, one word, .com. I hope to see you there soon. TradAm is a liberal free website. I found an article this morning that caught my attention, so I thought that now was the time to read this little gem. I found it in The Last Resistance, an article. The article is titled Lying IRS, How a Scandal Grows by Onan Coca. As the lies told by the IRS continue to unravel, the only question which remains is when the slow drip of truth about their willful harassment of conservatives will finally stop. It seems unlikely to be anytime soon. Today, Reuters is reporting that IRS officials in Washington were notified of the wrong-headed practices of the Cincinnati field office more than a year earlier than they have previously admitted. The mid-level IRS agent told was told to add the words Tea Party and Patriot to a BOLO, which is Be on the Lookout, list that was distributed to the field officers as they did their work. That mid-level executive, Elizabeth Hoffaker, accidentally sent an email in 2010 that detailed the operation to the entire IRS-exempt organization's ruling and agreements unit, including officials in Washington, D.C. Until now, the officials in Washington have claimed that the earliest they knew about these possible issues was 2011. And we are just having so dang much fun here.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list, and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website, thethirdlantern.com. That's the number 3, RD, lantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Hig and Resch sent you. thethirdlantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of lost for the moment. I'm supposed to run that one.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Okay, back to what I was discussing or talking about. I have found so darn much to talk about today that I'm just like a mosquito in a nudist colony. I know what to do, but I just have no clue as to where to start. I have been just going nuts this week because I actually really started on working my show and getting this ready since I think Sunday night after I listened to the Soldiers of Patriotism show that aired that night, and that was a great show, and that's something that we all have to listen to because they talked about Extortion 17 and the things that happened with that. It's a great show, and I was really glad to be able to hear that one. But ever since Sunday night, it's been like an avalanche of crap that has come out of Washington, and it's made me remember back to when I first started this show. I actually could do my show, and back then it was about an hour long, but I could do my show by listening to the news one day, and I would have enough to cover most everything that was pretty well current. I can't do that anymore. The Obama government the Obama administration, the liberals in government, and some of the Republicans are giving me so dang much to talk about that it's like even somebody like Rush, who has a whole crew of people out there looking to see what's going on, it would take Rush 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, maybe 8 days a week, all day long to cover half of what's coming out of the government. And that's one of the main reasons why right now that things are so screwed up in this nation, because there's so much that the government is doing to us that we don't know the half of anything. And I just kind of looked in the chat room and saw Flycatch ask, does the host interact with the chat room? Sometimes I do. A lot of times I don't. When there is so much to talk about, but I do. Sensory overload. Thanks. That's a good word for it. We are getting lambasted by so much coming out of Washington that the best words for it are sensory overload. And it is intentional, just like Flycatch said. It's totally intentional. They want to keep us off guard. They want to keep us off the subjects that they don't want us on. And that's where shows like this one, which, like I've said before, really doesn't have that much of a following, you know, and even shows like Rush doesn't have a following big enough. But people like him gets the word out. People like Sean Hannity and all the rest of them that are out here, you know, and everybody here on Conservative Nation Radio do the same thing. And if you think it's easy to do this, it really isn't. Especially with the government doing so much that they don't want you to know. And they want us all to stay uninformed voters. And Flycatch said that uninformed voters don't listen to AM or Blog Talk Radio. And even some of the ones that do stay uninformed because there's so much going on that humanly it's almost impossible to know it all. And we have been lucky lately that enough of us have caught on to what is going on that the Obama administration and a lot in the government are finding themselves in a little bit of trouble. And they're not exactly sure how to handle this because they've never had this before. And the things that we have going on our side right now is the fact that we are hitting them with something they've never had to deal with before. And even Flycatch just said the same thing that I have said for years. The fight is over when 51% of our population receive assistance from the government. And it's really damn close to that. The problem with a lot of this is that a lot of the people who have their money coming from the government right now, the problem that we've got with them is a lot of them are just downright lazy. They find a way to get money without having to work, and they're going to do it. And one of the, I think it was Ben Franklin, I think, I may be wrong, but he said that we have a republic as long as the people don't realize that all they have to do is petition the government for help and they can get it. Now, that is not his exact words, but in a nutshell, that's it. And that's where a big portion of the problems that the United States is having right now is that so many people have found out that they don't have to do anything. They don't have to do anything but sit back and wait for the government to give them money. And the big problem is that out of all these people that are doing this, they think this money is free. But where is this money coming from in the first place? It's not coming from the government. Without the taxpayers and the people who work for a living and do the work and pay the taxes, the government would have no money. It wouldn't matter if they printed the money, they still wouldn't have any. And the reasons that I do watch the chat room every once in a while is because things are said there that are absolutely true. Once the well runs dry, what then? And if this whole thing isn't changed really dang soon, we're all going to find out because government is broke. And that is the other reason why we have to fight the government when it comes to taking our guns. We cannot be disarmed. And Michelle said that in the chat room. The Constitution doesn't just talk about a militia. The Constitution actually is a warning to the people that we have to watch out for our own government. People who get into that kind of power and are left unchecked will be corrupted very quickly. It's human nature. And Flycatch said in there, he says, Obama has his own national police force, and we're being set up for dictatorship. Well, I've known that since day one. That's what he's wanted to do. He told us before he was even elected. We are days from fundamentally changing America. Nobody stopped to ask him, into what? Why do we have to change it fundamentally? That was the first question that crossed my mind. Why? Why do we have to change it at all? Nobody said a word. Nobody questioned him. Nobody came out and did like they did with Bush, threw a shoe at him. Everybody just took what he said with a grain of salt and, okay, fine. Let's elect the idiot. And now we are having all of this stuff coming at us now that, you know, bullets are getting harder to find. Because the government's buying them up. And this whole thing about Chris Matthews saying that Obama never did anything wrong. Chris Matthews needs to read the books that Obama wrote, Dreams of My Father, one of them that was mentioned in the chat room. He tells us in there the things he did. He smoked pot. He did things all through his life that were wrong. And he even told us so. But then we have blithering idiots like Chris Matthews who, of course, won't take the time to read anything if it's going to damage his ideal in the White House. How many lies have to come out on this administration and Obama before the people start seeing the light that he has to go? It's just a question that has to be asked, folks. It really, really does. One of these days, I am really, this is just one of those things that has really got me flummoxed, and I'm not exactly sure why, because I knew it was coming. He told us it was coming. Let's assume that you're listening to conservativenationradio.org, that if you're listening to conservativenation.org, you're a conservative. You love America and our Constitution just like we do. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot that gets to get everything from books to bumper stickers and patriotic T-shirts to flags. And your pipeline to that, all that good stuff is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio.org, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag and proudly display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below it. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You are listening to the new Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here every week at this time between 4 and 6 Eastern on Blog Talk Radio and Conservative Nation Radio. The number is 718-305-7176 if you wish to continue. Looking through the news this morning, I found an article in the Independent Journal dated today titled, "Obama, I will be leaving office sometime in the next 3.5 years.
Is that the people who are involved in America's national security, they take this work very seriously. They cherish our Constitution. The last thing they'd be doing is taking programs like this to listen to somebody's phone calls. And by the way, with respect to my concerns about privacy issues, I will leave this office at some point, sometime in the next 3.5 years. And after that, I will be a private citizen. And I suspect that on a list of people who might be targeted, so that somebody could read their emails or listen to their phone calls, I'd probably be pretty high on that list. So it's not as if I don't have a personal interest in making sure my privacy is protected. But I know that the people who are involved in these programs, they operate like professionals. And these things are very narrowly circumscribed. They're very focused. And in the abstract, you can complain about Big Brother and how this is a potential, program run amok. But when you actually look at the details, then I think we've struck the right balance.
This article brings about one of those infamous "oh my God" moments where the headline says something that is patently so true there shouldn't be any discussion about it, showing that the left has been thinking of trying to get Obama to run for a third term. Seems to be the thing that, you know, and I included that audio, which I got from that. And I could tell that he was not in front of a teleprompter because he was hemming and hawing and that about 30 seconds of that, minute 32. But the article that I had found in the Independent Journal went on to say, during his defense of the NSA data collecting scandal Friday, Barack Obama offered that he would be leaving office sometime in the next 3.5 years. And by the way, and then it goes on to say what he had said. And they go on to say, interesting choice of words. I realize he was speaking off the cuff, which can always be dicey for our teleprompter-dependent president, but still, sometime in the next 3.5 years, I suppose it would be bad form for me to suggest that sooner would be better than later. And I just had to laugh about that. I would say that Barack Obama has a really inflated vision of himself. When he becomes a private citizen, he will be the target of some of these targeting things? Oh, really? You mean, sir, that you are going to become a conservative? After all, they are the only ones being targeted here. Not you, not Reid, not Pelosi, not the ones who are really doing the things that should cause them to be targeted. Oh, no. Only the ones who are for smaller government, lower taxes, flat taxes, abolishing the IRS. And you do not fit into any of that agenda now, do you? So you will not be targeted, and you know it. So stop lying for crying outside here. It seems that no matter what goes on, Obama just cannot help himself. He has to make himself part of the discussion here. If somebody's saying something and somebody's being targeted, he has to let you know that he's going to be targeted too. And my thoughts on this whole thing is if he's targeted at all, it's going to be down the sights of a rifle. But I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying something like that. But he's not going to be targeted for anything. He's a liberal Democrat. Liberal Democrats do not get targeted. And that's just the way it's been. That's the way it's been. It's the way it's probably going to continue to stay for a while, at least. At least until we can figure out how to stop this mess from happening in Washington, D.C. And it's like being said in the chat room, you know, the red states, anyway, need to start exerting their independence. Because the thing that I've come to realize, you live in a liberal state, you need Washington, D.C. You really do. You need Washington, D.C. to survive. You live in a red state, you don't. Red states have more income. Red states have more people working. Red states depend on the government for less. And I am so glad that I don't live in Washington anymore, because that is such a blue state that it's amazing that that state's even working right at the moment, along with California and Oregon. And the sad part about that is that is a part of the country that I absolutely love. I'd go back in a heartbeat. If there was any way that I could figure out a way to turn their liberal agenda into something that isn't. And on top of that, try and figure out a way to deflate Barack Obama and his really inflated vision of himself. Because from that audio that I played, the only way that he's ever going to be targeted by anybody in the government is if he becomes a conservative. And Flycatch in the chat room said the master plan is to turn us into another Mexico. Yeah, that's exactly what they're trying to do. America is too successful for the Democrats. The Democrats hate success, unless that success is them. Then it's a really cool thing. But when it comes to success, the only time that success is really stood for by the liberals is when they are the ones who are succeeding. Like the true anchors that they are, Michael Smith and Bing Fisher bring you Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. Dependable is hardly enough to describe our two main men and their awesome show. Hey, wouldn't it be conservativenationradio.org without Michael B. and Uncle Bing, and I'd get that wrong every freaking week. Would it? Don't miss our signature show, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Like I said, that their last show is one that everybody needs to go and listen to. What I was talking about, the article was completely truthful when it mentioned that we are lucky that Obama wasn't in charge in 1620, and that's something that I'm not sure why that's there. That was from last week, but it still is very true. We are really lucky he wasn't in charge back then. But, you know, what we've got to start doing, people, is realizing that the future of America is completely at stake right now. And our government, Barack Obama especially, has no desire for helping America to continue successfully anyway. He wants to destroy everything that this nation stands for, or he wants to destroy everything that this nation has stood for in the past and that conservatives want to have it stand for in the future. And Flycatch says we have no future once illegals become legalized, and that's absolutely the truth. One of the reasons why I've fought against it so hard, I lived in New Mexico for 15 years. I saw that. I saw them coming across the border. And on my computer, I have a thing that I can look at different cameras that are all out on the border out there, and I can watch what's going on from my computer right here. You think they're being stopped? No. And the people who are down there to stop it are being handcuffed like our soldiers are on the field, where they are not allowed to do anything unless they're shot at or fired at or killed first, then, yeah, you can do whatever you need to protect yourself, but not until then. It's amazing the things that we have to put up with. It's amazing that America still exists the way it does.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you.
Damn. No, I didn't mean to do that.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Okay. As a final thought for today, CNR, you are listening to New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio and the conservativenationradio.org. Call in number is 718-305-7176. I really, as a final thought on that article that I had told you I found from friend of mine's blog, it's a chart of statistics from two cities on gun control and how it doesn't work. And I found this on a blog called Political Pistachio, written by a friend of mine. His name is Douglas Gibbs, and he has a show here on Blog Talk Radio also, and does a show on the constitutional teaching. He also has a live radio show on the AM KCAA in California, and his blog is at politicalpistachio.com. But he did this article, and it makes one wonder why the liberals do not get this. And the only thing I can say about this is they don't get it because they don't want to. The two cities compared are Houston, Texas, and Chicago, Illinois, and it asks several questions. The city's populations are 2.7 million for Chicago and 2.15 million for Houston. The medium income is $38,600 for Chicago and $37,000 for Houston. The percentage of African Americans in Chicago is 38.9%, and in Houston it's 24%. The percentage of Hispanics is 29.9% in Chicago and 44% in Houston. Number of Asians, the percentage of Asians is 5.5% in Chicago and 6% in Houston. And the percentage of whites is 38.7% in Chicago and 26% in Houston. Now, these numbers are similar, pretty much, until you get to these. Concealed carry laws in Chicago, no. Houston, yes. Number of gun stores in Chicago, zero. Houston, 84. that are dedicated gun stores, and then on top of that, you got 1,500 legal places to buy guns like Walmart, Kmart, and sporting goods stores and things like that. And thanks for being here, Lady Michelle. Glad to see you were here. Homicides in 2012, Chicago 806, Houston 207. Homicides per 100,000, Chicago 28.4, Houston 9.6. Average temperature in January in Fahrenheit is Chicago 31, Houston 63. Now, that final question gave them a conclusion, and the conclusion was cold weather causes murders. Enough said, isn't it? Now, why don't the liberals get this? Thanks, Doug, these stats. I had to laugh at that because it is so, the realities there are so stark. You know, it's like Chicago doesn't have concealed weapon carry laws, whereas Houston does. Chicago has no gun stores. Houston has 84 that are dedicated just to that. And on top of that, they've got the 1,500 legal places to buy. But in Chicago, where they don't have any concealed carry laws or any gun stores, their homicides were 806 in 2012, whereas Houston was 207. How can the liberals look at that and think gun control is the way to go? Logically, well, I don't think the liberals have any logic left in their brains, or at least the working part of their brains anyway. And it just totally amazes me that we can come up with stats like this, and stats like this are a dime a dozen. They're all over the place, and they all verify what I just said. Yet, to the liberal, the criminals will always, you know, the criminals are the ones who need to be protected. Victims, poo, they don't need protection. Because once their gun control laws and their gun confiscation laws are brought to fruition and they become law, then nobody but the police will have guns and we'll all be safe. Right? Ha. The liberals, I think, work with the idea that no matter what conservatives talk about, that it doesn't matter because we're not right. But there's the problem. There's the rub. We are right. They are wrong. That's just the way it is. I'm glad that everybody could come in today. This show was actually kind of... I had some problems with it because I was supposed to get my show log this week and didn't get it until about 3 hours... 3 or 4 hours ago, and so I was running kind of ragged, and I wasn't able to check all of my audio to make sure that it worked, and I got lucky. Only the first one didn't, so I got lucky. They all worked, and everything actually turned out pretty good after the first couple of minutes, but... We here on the New Wise Conservatism radio show would like to thank everybody who comes in thank everybody who comes every week, like Lady Michelle and Radio Free America Doug, or Dutch, yeah, Duke, I'm sorry, and Barbara Buffing, who comes in usually every day. And I'm glad that they do. It kind of keeps me going the way I need to. And I hope that this show is something that people can turn to, like the people who turn to Rush and to other shows, like the Soldiers of Patriotism, heard here on Sundays, Women Patriots, heard here on Tuesdays, Radio Free America, heard here on Wednesday, Sound of Freedom, heard here on Thursdays, and then the Chris Mantay Show on Fridays, along with me, Robert the Infidel, with this edition of New Wise Conservatism Radio Show every Saturday on conservativenationradio.org and on Blog Talk Radio, the network that works to bring you the truth of what is happening around this nation with no liberals' bias to bog you down. Thank you all for coming in. Thank you all for listening to us today. We will be back next week, the same time, same place on the internet, here on Blog Talk Radio and through Conservative Nation Radio. And I am glad for everybody who came in. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless us to use our common sense. Something that is sorely lacking in this nation these days. And I think that the sooner we get rid of Barack Obama and everybody who is in our government right now that will not follow the Constitution and the law of the land, once we get rid of all of them, we will be fine. I think. But that is something that we all need to work towards. So everybody have yourself a good night. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. And I will talk to you again next week, same time, same place on the internet, same station. Have a good day.
God bless you all.